Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. This is the little segment that we have to ourselves where we could get away from the cares and the news of today and talk about fun stuff. And to me, that's always the great outdoors. It's kind of the great escape, and especially in times like we're going through right now. You can get out there in the woods or on the water and clear your brain. You know, it's really a great place to go, a good way to spend time getting away from it all in the outdoors. Let's talk today about wild hogs a little bit. You know, throughout most of all of Texas and Oklahoma and the Southeast and these parts of the Southwest, hogs have become a problem. Their numbers are increasing. I've read that you have to kill well over half the population each year to maintain the numbers that are there now. So that's a lot of hogs. Their numbers are up into the millions. So I understand that hogs are a problem to farmers. You know, they mess up. They get out there and root up your hay fields and crops. They come into a cornfield and even dig the kernels of seed corn out before they're planted. So hogs have to be controlled. But I was raised on a farm up in northeast Texas, and my dad would always raise, about 8 hogs every year. And we would butcher a couple or three of them for meat, and he'd sell them, you know. So hogs have always been a commodity to me. And back, say, 20 or 25 years ago, when the wild hog numbers became very prevalent here in Texas, especially, I was in hog heaven, literally. I mean, I had a lot of places to hunt. I could go out and shoot my pork out of the wild, bait them up with corn or whatever, and wild pork can be excellent. People ask me a lot, Luke, are those wild hogs good to eat? Well, I answer that by this statement. I'll say, if you were going to go to the sales barn and buy a hog to eat, would you buy the oldest, rankest boar in the bunch, or would you buy a fat, younger hog? So there's your answer. But I'm not what you would call someone that a farmer would call to come and help remove his hog population. I set out there usually on a corn feeder or an area that I baited up, and I'm looking for one hog. I'm looking for a fat sow that's going to make great pork. You know, I make ham and sausage and all that out of hogs. So I don't really do much to control their numbers. I might take 6 or 8 hogs a year that I actually, harvest, shoot to eat. Wrote a book about 3 years ago on hog hunting. It's called Kill to Grill. And it's called The Ultimate Guide to Hunting and Cooking Wild Hogs. You can go to my website. I'd like you to go take a look at that. It's catfishradio.org. You can check the book out right there, catfishradio.org. But if you like to hunt hogs, there's a lot of really nuts and bolts information in there. And then some what I call real-world tips, you know, ways to really make ham out of the wild pork or cure the meat, you know, make sausage. The most efficient way to, in my opinion, to control hogs is by trapping. Some of these big round traps with the doors that are activated by cell phone apps, you can be sitting in a office somewhere if you have one of these trap set, and you'll see pictures on your cell phone of these hogs coming in, and when they all get in there, you can hit a button on your cell phone and drop the gate and catch 20 or more at a time. So, you know, that's the way to control them. The way I hunt them doesn't do much to control them. I mean, 6 or 8 hogs a year is nothing with the numbers we have, but it is some great pork in the freezer. ARs at night with thermal, that's one way to shoot hogs, but I never got into that really big time because, gosh, I really think you probably push the hogs around to the next tract of land. Folks, we're out of time for our show. Remember that you can always go to catfishradio.org and check me out. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.